into English. Of course, it helps having the latest diagnostic equipment, because some imports have a strong accent. Oh. See what I mean?
It's a French car.
No matter what your vehicle sounds like, the ASC-certified technicians at Ernie Patty Collision will diagnose the problem, tell you what it'll take to fix it, and let you make the decision. Now that's customer service. Open Saturdays from 9 till 1, Ernie Patty Collision Center is your one-stop service for mechanical repairs, collision repairs, and tires. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pantry. Cake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Patty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Online at ErniePattyCollision.com.
0% no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit, plus downloadable coupons online at windowworldstlouis.com. Hi everybody, McGraw-Milhaven here for the original $189 window guys, Window World. Take advantage of 0% financing and online coupons to save you even more, including windows, insulation, and siding from Window World. Save money on your new windows and your energy bills with Window World today. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Home is where the heart is. A place where you're comfortable and secure. At Del Mar Gardens Home Care, they provide the finest professional and supportive services in the comfort of your own home. Their nurses, therapists, aides, and companions will help you regain your health, maintain your independence, and assist with daily routines. Maintaining good health and independence in the home setting is the Del Mar Gardens Home Care commitment. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 636-733-7330. That's 636-733-7330. 733-7330.
Buckle up. Here it comes. All the scoop, all the gossip, all the hearsay, all the rumors, and I'm not sure whether or not she has anything on this Matt Lauer thing, which I think is poppycock. And,
ooh, you can't say that.
Well, yeah, you can.
You mean about that?
Can you edit out the cock part and just Poppy in? Can you leave Poppy?
Poppy?
In?
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's Poppy.
You mean about Ann Curry?
No, I mean about Natalie Morales.
Oh.
Being the mother of his child.
Yeah.
They have a 3-year-old child together. I say, I'm calling foul on that one. But hey.
Poppy Rooster.
She'd have other stuff. She always does. Every Tuesday, she never fails us. Ladies and gentlemen, your host for the Wood Report, Tina Marie Dalpiez.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start with the bad news first.
All right.
All right. A couple of fairly famous singers not doing too well. Probably, I guess you could say, on their last leg.
Robin Gibb.
Robin Gibb is one of them. He's in a coma. He contracted pneumonia. He's already been through colon and liver cancer treatments.
Mm.
His family and friends are at his side. Even his mother, who's 91, I guess she's outlived almost all of them.
Wow.
Has flown from the U.S. to England to be by his side. The paper there in England reports that she believes her family is cursed, like the Kennedy dynasty, because they all could keep dying.
And for as frail as those Bee Gees were, look at her.
Mm-hmm.
So forget that genetic thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, here's a sad one.
Oh, can I add something real quick? Do you know about the Glee episode tonight? Do you have that? The Glee is going to do a tribute to Saturday Night Fever, I think, because of the Robin Gibb thing. So if you're a Glee fan, and I will say, when they do music, some of their music is really good. I can't watch the show, but the music's good. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Levon Helm from the band.
Not a follower.
Oh, from the band.
He was in several movies. You probably remember him most as Loretta Lynn's dad and Coal Miner's Daughter.
Oh, okay.
That was Levon Helm. And the song Levon by Elton John, he got his name from him. He's in the final stages of cancer also. He's 71. He's the one who sang on The Wait and the Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So that's sad news.
Well, thanks for bringing us all up.
Yeah,
I know.
Maybe she's got one more.
And finally,
right?
Ryan O'Neill.
Yeah.
First, he says he has stage 4 cancer, but he's going to recover fully. And doctors are going, sorry, if you have stage 4, chances are you may not. Well, he says, no, it was stage 2. So now he says he has stage 2 prostate cancer, and the prognosis is positive for a full recovery. His new memoir about his romance with Farrah Fawcett comes out on May 1st.
He bothers me.
Yeah.
Me too.
There's something weird about him. You remember, she left him nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
after
he's probably
he pulled all that, I'm by your side, and I'm doing a little video documentary. Get over yourself.
Tom Petty and his band were all upset because someone broke in the studio where they were practicing and ripped off 5 guitars. Those guitars were included a 1967 12-string Rickenbacker.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Here's what I don't get. Did you see the reward they offered?
$7,500, just for information.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but if it's information that leads to recovering, it should be more than $7,500.
Yeah, recovering hundreds of thousands of... They've been found. Police found them. One person's been arrested. So,
okay.
Happy news for Tom Petty. All right. I got to scratch that off. I have stuff all over. Ah! Okay. With ticket sales from the 3D version of Titanic, James Cameron's movie has now made more than $2 billion. That joins his other blockbuster, Avatar, as the only films to top the $2 billion mark. That's worldwide total.
Doesn't he have the number one and number two?
Yes. Avatar's number one, and number two is Titanic.
Wow.
The folks in China aren't too happy about a scene in that new 3D version. It was altered by Chinese censors. It's that scene in which Leonardo DiCaprio, Jackie's sketching Rose. Remember, she's laying there naked.
Ooh, yeah.
And they show her breasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they cut that out in China.
Oh.
This is why. This is what they said the reason was. China's State Administration of Radio, Film, and Television. Considering the vivid 3D effects, we fear that viewers may reach out their hands for a touch and thus interrupt other people's viewing.
I would.
Reach out. That 3D is that good. I'm all for it.
That's so
funny. Let me add something. There's nobody is bigger on erotica than the Asians.
Yeah, that's, well, mostly Japan. China's pretty strict, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm not an expert on it, but I know there's a lot of Asian. Well, you would be.
Yeah.
Deborah Messing, Maria Menounos, Taraji P. Henson, Leslie Bibb, and Marina Baccarin posed completely nude in the May issue of Allure. It's a black and white pictorial.
I saw some of those.
You see, you see rear ends.
Well, yeah,
but
well, that's not the same.
No, they
but they look really, really
stuff,
pretty. It's all like this kind of glamour kind of.
Yeah, but it could be prettier.
That's fake. They don't really look like. I don't like those glamour.
When they say they pose nude, that's not really nude.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, they don't have any clothes on.
But if they're facing away from you,
I want to see some parts.
They're still nude.
Yeah,
all the parts are away from you.
And now
this is something you probably wish would happen to you. This is from TMZ. Supermodel Bar Raffaelli. I think that's how you say it.
Bar Raffaelli.
She used to hang out with Leo.
Uh-huh.
She claims she feels violated after a screening by a female airport security worker in London this morning, saying the incident left no doubt about her sexual preferences. Mm-hmm. Last year, Cheryl Burke claimed a TSA agent got extremely hands-on around her crotch also.
Oh, crotch.
So,
wait a minute. The incident left no doubts about her sexual preference.
Yes.
You mean of the person
of the agent.
Doing the examining?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
saying that's probably something you wish would happen to you, right?
Absolutely.
Not with a guy agent, though.
No, with a gal.
Not with a male agent.
Yeah. A gal. ABC's Good Morning America may have finally broken NBC's Today Show 16-year winning streak in ratings. Right now, preliminary ratings show that Good Morning America averaging 5.147 million viewers for the week of April 9th compared to today's 5.134. It's only about 13,000 difference, but hey, they're going to take it. So there you have it. Fabrice Morvan. Morvan.
Who's that?
Half of the Milli Vanilli duo.
Oh, yeah.
Says he feels like a trailblazer because these days He claims almost everybody in pop music lip-syncs her songs.
Yeah.
He went on to say that technology like Auto-Tune allows singers to completely change their voice, duping fans into believing they can sing when, in fact, they can't.
Well, that's one thing to lip-sync to your own track, though.
Yeah. They right.
Didn't even sing.
I know.
Yeah, still a loser.
Well, that Three Stooges movie is out in theaters right now, and now there's a porn parody called Not the Three Stooges XXX.
Yeah.
And, of course,
that's
the creator
hilarious.
Behind the PG version, not happy, he sent letters to halt that movie. The guy behind the porn film, though, says a parody is protected as free speech.
Hey, good luck with that suit. The porn business has been doing parodies for years.
I know.
Yeah.
In the May issue of Esquire magazine, Eddie Van Halen says the whole alcoholism thing developed when he asked his dad how to combat his nerves when playing music in front of people.
And his dad's his son become an alcoholic.
He said he gave him a shot of vodka and a cigarette to ease his nerves, and that's when it all started.
That's a good dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of father is that?
Yeah. Want a nice house? You should try dating Simon Cowell.
Ooh.
This is after he ended his nearly two-year engagement to Mezgin Husseini. They met on the Idol set.
Easy for you to say.
He bought her an $8 million mansion. He felt really bad. He said in an interview that, I'm a hopeless boyfriend. They got engaged back in 2010, and he feels so bad that he thinks she deserves the home for putting up with all the publicity and scrutiny that comes with dating him.
Let me tell you something. This is where women have the great advantage over men. You get engaged, you get somebody rich, an athlete, a star, keep the ring, it was 300 grand or whatever, get a house. They really do. Guys don't have that. That's something that you women have that we don't have, and that's the ability to get all these gifts and keep stuff.
It goes on. His former girlfriend, Terry Seymour, walked away with a $5 million mansion and millions in cash when they broke up in 2008.
I got to get engaged to Simon Cowell.
No kidding, or just go out with them.
Win the lottery.
But he also found out that one-night stands don't always pay because he met some gal in a bar in Hollywood and woke up the next day. She was gone along with his computer and his wallet. Luckily, he had security cameras, so the police were able to track her down, and he got that back. Not the money, though, just the wallet and the...
Was this just a stranger?
Yes. Somebody he picked up at a bar.
How dumb is a guy like Simon Cowell to do something
and
like
why
that?
Does he have to, why does he feel he has to
he can have anybody.
Somebody?
He can pick up the phone and call any one of probably a couple of dozen famous
She must have been
hot,
really, really hot. Who knows?
I guess. Mm.
All three members of the country trio Lady Antebellum are officially off the market. Dave Haywood married his girlfriend on a private farm just outside of Nashville
weekend.
I
was hoping for them.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, they may be dating.
Oh, yeah.
They were a couple on That 70s Show. They have been seen out and about looking kind of cozy. Her rep says they're just friends.
Who's the one on That 70s Show, which I never watched? I've never watched one. The one living out of her car. You see that?
Oh,
thing,
the blonde. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an older
sister. That's the sister.
Yeah.
She played
really?
The sister.
Oh, not in real life. It's not her sister.
No.
Yeah, she's living in her car.
Yeah, she was arrested for hitting her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Something.
The next James Bond film, Skyfall, they're working on that, and some of the 007 fans aren't happy to hear that in the new movie, James Bond has switched from his martini to Heineken beer.
Oh, come on.
Well, in defending his character's new beverage, Daniel Craig said, with the high price of films, it's necessary to work with other companies to be able to make the movies.
Then work with a vodka company. Stop screwing around with James Bond. The next thing you're going to change his name, you know, Thompson. Ben Thompson.
Howard Stern sued last March to get a huge bonus, saying that Sirius subscribers exceeded the company's internal forecast. He was looking for $300 million. A judge says, nope, don't think so. And he dismissed the suit with prejudice, which means that Howard can't bring back another suit based on the same set of facts.
We'll sue this place. Look at the listeners we bought this. Look at our rating. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Okay, for you.
On that Khloe and Lamar reality show, evidently Kim Kardashian is heard telling her sister Khloe that she would like to run for mayor of Glendale, California. In 5 years, Kim says she would move there to establish residency.
Could you imagine her, your mayor?
No. And Alec Baldwin says he would love to run for mayor of New York City when his contract with NBC ends, which is next year.
And he could win.
Yeah, he could.
People love him.
Yes,
wow.
They do. I don't know. Did you hear about that Tupac Shakur thing at the Coachella?
Yes,
music
I
festival?
Saw the video. It's pretty wild.
It's a hologram. Okay.
Well, not really, but it's made to look like a hologram.
It started where all of a sudden, rising up from the ground, this figure was on stage, and it was Tupac. The movements were real lifelike. He grabbed his crotch and pointed to the mic, to the crowd. And at the end of the performance, a light shines on him, and he dissipates into thin air. But he sang a couple songs.
Wow.
I know.
Listen, for years and years, I've been waiting for this hologram. Forget 3D. If we ever perfect that hologram thing, you literally will sit in your family room at home, your great room or whatever, and it'll be like theater in the round. In 3D, these people will be standing in front of you like they're really there.
Yeah, this is
you.
It's
that
made
cool.
to look like it's. I don't think they've perfected the hologram technology yet.
Would.
But this is like that. I don't know if you've heard of that Pepper's Ghost technique, where it's through rear projection and a see-through screen. So it looked pretty good.
If you're a Star Trek fan, the series is planning a big convention in London this October, and it will feature all five TV captains on stage together for the first time.
There's five captains?
Yes, there was William Shatner, who played Captain Kirk, Patrick Stewart, who played Captain Picard.
Those are the only two I know.
Well, Avery Brooks played Commander Sisko.
Who's that?
Kate Mulgrew played Captain Janeway.
Who's that?
And Scott Bakula played Captain Archer. And
that's right.
Scott Bakula was.
All
I can't
of those
imagine
based
Shatner would want to participate in that. Because to me, if I were him, I'm Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Not you guys.
Well, he probably figures he'll get the biggest response. 57-year-old Kelsey Grammer now wearing the tattooed name of his wife on his hip. It's kind of like hidden underneath his pants, the name Katie. The tattoo reportedly cost $60. It was the cheapest one the store offered.
Boy, that's real manly. Tattoo on your hip.
Yeah. Well, it's Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
There's a big question mark. There.
Isn't this like four marriages for him or something like that?
Big question mark over that guy's heterosexual.
Probably why he didn't get it on his arm.
Yeah,
it wasn't a real good track record.
His last wife saying that he wore women's clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe it's going to be under his panties, not his boxers. Trying to shed her good girl image as Hermione in the Harry Potter films, Emma Watson is taking on a bad girl role in her new movie, The Bling Ring. She was spotted on set wearing a tramp stamp tattoo, short shorts, stilettos, and a white bra underneath an open leather jacket.
Boy, she's turned into a pretty good-looking woman.
She's real cute.
Hermione sounds like a body part.
I have a suggestion for all young women out there who are pregnant, thinking about baby names. How about not Hermione?
Yeah. Doesn't it sound like a female body part?
And my wife mentioned the name the other day that you never hear anybody naming their daughter. It's one of those dead, buried Vera.
Yeah,
Vera.
Like Norm's wife?
Yeah.
Vera.
Yeah.
Gone.
Vera. Okay.
What?
When we stop, you're supposed to just keep going.
Mona. A big brouhaha in France where Pippa Middleton was riding in a car with a driver who allegedly waved a gun at photographers over the weekend. A witness in the gun-waving incident made a formal complaint with Paris police. In France, anybody involved in the illegal use of a handgun in public is liable to arrest and interrogation. A spokesman says it was a toy gun and just a game.
Do you know that without realizing it, you just gave me an idea, and it's going to make me millions, and I'm going to be off this show. I'm going to create a stimulant, something that you consume for fun at parties. It's a combination of beer and laughing gas. I'm going to call it brouhaha. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you. I did there.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
I'm going to make $1 jillion.
This summer, Bradley Cooper will go from the sexiest man alive to the Elephant Man. He's going to be in the play production at the Williamstown Theater Festival in Massachusetts.
Some women call me the Elephant Man.
Yeah, sure.
He reportedly played that part as part of his senior thesis at the Actors Studio Drama School. The 1980 movie of the same name that starred John Hurt, Anthony Hopkins, and Anne Bancroft won 8 Academy Awards.
If I were going to be on Broadway, on stage.
Nominations?
As an actor. I would not ever want to have a part that required 3 or 4 hours every night of makeup, like Elephant Man. I'd like to just go out as that guy. You know, maybe
like the sexiest man alive.
Well, whatever, but if he becomes... Did you see the movie Elephant Man?
Yes.
Yeah.
What a job they did making that...
And the movie
really
The Mask,
reformed.
Too.
And The Mask, same thing. The Mask.
I am not an animal.
Yes, you are, Lauren. And if you if you had to do that every night on Broadway. So, you know, what I'm guessing is they'll probably have him covered, like, with a hood and, you know, that kind of, like in Young Frankenstein, that Igor thing.
Could be.
That's what I'm guessing.
The movie won 8 Academy Award nominations.
I need to watch that again. Black and white, wasn't it? Elephant Man.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But there hasn't been a lot of great movies to choose from lately, but this summer they're hoping that the three big summer flicks are going to really boost the box office. That's in May, the first weekend of May, The Avengers opens. That's going to be really good, with Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, and The Incredible Hulk all in one movie.
And Dan, I don't like to correct you in front of people, but right. You always do this. You make that same mistake. They don't call you Elephant Man, and I don't know why you do that. They always, I've heard them, they refer to you as that guy with the little bitty penis. Not even close.
Oh.
Not even close.
Yeah, it's like the total opposite.
You need to get that straight.
I was mistaken. They call me Tic-Tac Man.
Tic-Tac
Man. That's right. I'm sorry.
Oh. Wow.
I got confused.
The Amazing Spider-Man opens over the 4th of July, and in late July, The Dark Knight Rises. So they're expecting a big summer movie deal. The Hunger Games held on to the number one spot again. It made $21.5 million, Three Stooges.
Can I add something to your Hunger Game?
Mm-hmm.
Gary Ross, the director.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw this last week, but he says that he will not direct another installment of The Hunger Games. And here's why he says he's not. He said he doesn't have time. If you have a blockbuster movie that makes gazillions of dollars, how can you not have time if they come to you and go, hey, I'd like you to do another one? Nah, I don't have time.
Maybe he's into the artsy-fartsy stuff.
Wow, don't have time. He must really be busy.
The Three Stooges opened second with $17.1 million, and The Cabin in the Woods was third with $14.8 million.
Hey, is that good, Cabin in the Woods?
It got good reviews. I don't know.
Is it kind of a horror thing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Birthdays, actress Rooney Mara is 27. She was the girl with the dragon tattoo. Singer Victoria Beckham of the Spice Girls is 38. Jennifer Garner, 40.
Yeah, singer, Jennifer.
Wow.
Yeah, she just had another baby. Singer Liz Phair is 45. Actor Sean Bean from The Lord of the Rings, and I think he was also in the Thrones TV show. He's 53. Olivia Hussey, she was my favorite. She was Juliet in that Romeo and Juliet, the Franco Zeffirelli version back in the
60s. Yeah, like
60s.
I would have seen
that. Yeah.
composer-musician Jan Hammer is 64. And that is the Wood Report.
Wow. Boy, you haven't heard anything from him, Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer.
Not only have I not heard anything from him, I've never heard of him.
Oh, yeah. you would know. I can't think of
did he write? Did he write like a magic? No, that's Jan Lennon.
He had some hits back in the late 70s or early 80s.
Well, that was
Miami
a great
Vice theme.
That was a great report. How about it for Tina Dalpiez?
Thank you.
Another good Wood report. Yeah,
yeah. Jan Hammer did the Miami Vice theme.
That's right. I just.
Yeah, I know. No, I.
Didn't he do something with Yes too, or with the guy from Yes? I don't know.
Didn't he do something with Yes? No.
No, that was. Maybe he did.
Oh, man. I love it when Dan does that. Dion says, I think he did the Miami Vice thing. And Dan says, you know, I think he did the Miami Vice thing.
He wanted to make sure you heard.
I didn't know if you heard that.
He was reiterating.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tina. We'll have another Wood Report next week. Same time, same station. And now, a word from American Equity Mortgage. The first thing I'd like to do is acknowledge the loyalty of American Equity Mortgage to this show in terms of support on our 21st year as an advertiser. Unheard of. Unheard of. In an age when everybody is pulling at you for your advertising dollar and everybody's trying to steal business from everybody else, American Equity Mortgage has stayed true to the show. We've stayed true to them. Rock solid relationship. I hope it goes another 20 years. I'll be pretty old, but still on the air if that happens in another 20, but I'll still be going. So thank you, American Equity Mortgage, and I'm sure that I can thank American Equity Mortgage on behalf of lots of homeowners for showing them how to stop being stupid with regard to their credit card debts. And certainly they do a lot more than get people out of their credit card debts. They get money for people to pay for weddings and trips and college tuition and all kinds of things. That's just called simply a home equity loan. a bill consolidation loan is kind of the same thing. You're using the equity, but you have a specific purpose for it, and that is bill consolidation. Consolidate all the bills, put them together, big old, think of it as one big lump, and then think of you handing that off to American Equity Mortgage, and they pay them all off. Now, you obviously are going to have to pay American Equity Mortgage back, but it's probably going to be rolled into your house payment, which means two things. The interest rate is extremely low, and a lot of it's going to be tax deductible. Two tremendous reasons to borrow money the smart way. You want to know more? I'll give you two ways to get in touch with this great mortgage company that so many people want to sound like and be like. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, it's time to check in with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. By the way, Jan Hammer did a bunch of stuff with Jeff Beck.
Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, hey, northbound 270 is really a mess. You had two accidents there. The first one was a little bit north of Dorset. They should have that one cleared up by now. They had another one that was right at Page that had a couple lanes blocked. So you're going to be jammed up probably north of Manchester all the way up through Dorset. Excuse me, we're making our way out west right now on Highway 40. Downtown, yes, it's baseball traffic. Eastbound 4064, that's jamming up from Compton, making its way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 is in Park. And then once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570 slows from Tudor to Highway 64. Southbound 55 looks good, and as you make your way west on 40, it is slow now between west of the Science Center through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. Always grilled to order, breakfast sandwich, or a delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
If you owned a Patriot sunroof, how would you use it?
Hi, I'm Pat Lewis, co-owner of Patriot Sunrooms. I'm excited to invite you to our open house this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all Patriot showrooms. If you have previously had an estimate or just curious about a sunroom, bring in your measurements and allow us to review your project. With special factory pricing, you can now save thousands on your sunroom. For showroom directions and to view our open house specials, please visit PatriotSunrooms.com or call 1-800-285-3232. Patriot services the complete metro area with showrooms in Edwardsville, Ellisville, and Kirkwood. So visit us this weekend or call 1-800-285-3232 for a free estimate.
When you own a Patriot sunroom, you've got outdoor living indoors.
That's Patriot Sunrooms at PatriotSunrooms.com.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
On Saturday, April 28th, Casino Queen will give away a brand new Chrysler 300 provided by Royal Gate Columbia. Earn entries beginning March 17th. Keys awarded April 28th every 30 minutes from 6 to 9:30 p.m. If your key starts the car, it's yours. Grand prize awarded after 10 p.m. $10,000 Royal Free Play bonus drawing 1 hour after car is awarded. Win a Chrysler 300 and ride in luxury April 28th at Casino Queen.
See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
0%, no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit from the original $189 window guys. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. Any size white vinyl, double hung window is just $189. And with 0% financing and online discount coupons, now is a great time to replace those old drafty windows and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World today for a free in-home estimate, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100. I like the voice of that little GEICO lizard. I like listening to him. I know it's not a lizard. Don't email me. It's a gecko. I know that. But I like listening to his voice. But what I don't understand is there's not one thing they've ever done that really made me think, wow, what great insurance.
Just right.
Like comedy. Never switched because of any of those commercials. But I'll tell you what I did switch to a long time ago. And it's the Joe Hipperson Report. The first time I heard it, I thought, I'm hooked. I'm switching to that on a regular basis. Twice a week he's here. This is one of those times because it's Tuesday, and that's the day the DVDs and the CDs come out. He's going to tell you what they are. Some of the musical stuff, if you're a boomer like me, you'll have no idea what he's talking about. But hey, it's interesting, entertaining, educational, and it's all brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Please stop in and say hello, tell them your AM and the PM, and look at all the great products. And give it up for Joe Hipperson, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Joe, how are you doing?
I am Jim Dandy Frank. How are you?
I applaud you and commend you for staying the course with regard to slowing your pace down. You've maintained that noticeably, and you are to be commended for that.
Thank you, Frank.
It made
I appreciate
a big
that.
Difference.
Thank you.
Big difference.
It's awesome. Now, that's kind of like an inside thing, but yeah, there's a lot of times I've done the segment
and it's like I'm on speed, you know, just flying like crazy. Yeah. And so Frank and I have had conversations where he has coached me on how to do what I do, but at a pace that a regular human being could comprehend.
And when you really start to really make it big, I will bill you, and there'll be interest.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
You need to know that now.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
What's going on?
Here's where it's new release Tuesday. We always try and start out with the music and things, so here are a couple of artists that the boomers may dig. Maybe you, maybe it's something brand new, and you decide, hey, let's open the mind and give it a shot. We've got Dry the River. They've got an album out today called Shallow Bed. There's a guy named Jason Mraz. Now, Jason Mraz is, I don't want to call him like an elevator artist, but his music, you can hear in an elevator. You can hear it when you're at the dentist, but it's still decent, right? I mean,
it's kind of happy.
It's happy.
It's kind of a half reggae type of beat type of thing.
They just play it too much.
Right. Yeah. That's the problem, is that you get burnt on it, but he's got a new record out called Love is a Four-Letter Word. I think it's a very cool album title. It's a decent record, and if you want to get happy, you can, you know, basically pick up Love is a Four-Letter Word by Jason Mraz. Good stuff. Train, a group that can do no wrong, but I think they're all starting to blend those songs, even the new stuff, into just sounding like the same thing. What was
didn't
that?
Then they kind of disappear for a while.
Drops of Jupiter.
Right. Drops of Jupiter, and didn't they have a song?
Angels or something?
Yeah, I thought they did a song about a girl's name. I thought they did that, but maybe I'm off. Either way, to me, it all starts to blend together. Got a new record. It is called California 37. Bob Marley is the most recent guy to have like a biopic movie where they have a movie about Bob Marley. The soundtrack to that flick is available. It is the Marley soundtrack. It's two discs. Decent stuff. A lot of really cool deep cuts, live songs you've probably never heard before. 311 Sound System, available today. Brooks and Dunn. You guys dig Brooks and Dunn? Anyone?
My wife loves Ronnie Dunn.
Yeah. Okay, well, you might want to pick this up, Frank. You might get some bonus snuggle time if you get the essential Brooks and Dunn.
Some what? Some bone-in snuggle time?
No, some bonus snuggle time.
I think you have to have regular. They have bonus.
Right.
Bone-in snuggle time's nice, too.
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember.
I'm going to move forward. The Essential Series is really good if you're a fan of a band or an artist and you want to get deep stuff as well as the things you already know. I really do applaud the Essential Series. That's why Donovan, the Essential Donovan, is another one I'll recommend today, which is out. If you're a Donovan fan, maybe you think he's only good for like two or three songs. The Essential Series of Donovan is very, very cool if you want to know a bit more about
Donovan
him.
Donovan Leach.
There we go. Look at that.
Yeah, actually,
it's educational.
I can't believe I knew that.
It's a guy named Jack Johnson.
That's right.
Jack Johnson and Friends, available today. This is basically the best of Jack Johnson at the Kokua Festival. If I've mispronounced that, I apologize. How would you pronounce something that is spelled K-O-K-U-A? Kokua, right?
Yeah.
Kokua.
So. There we go. So if I've mispronounced it, I apologize, but I will tell you. Jack Johnson and Friends, he's got Ziggy Marley out there, Ben Harper, Jackson Browne, and the man responsible for the voice of the greatest band walking the face of the earth, Mr. Eddie Vedder, is on there.
Ziggy
as well.
Marley, his best performance was in the movie when he came back to see Scrooge. And
to my fellow Pearl Jam fans, the Eddie Vedder performance on the Jack Johnson and Friends record, he is doing a brilliant cover of I Shall Be Released by Bob Dylan.
You know
really
what?
Good
stuff. You just gave me another idea, another million-dollar idea. When he's gone and passed away, you know how they release albums that were recorded but they hadn't yet released them?
Right.
Vedder Off Dead.
Oh, man.
Or You Vedder Off.
There you go.
Man. Hey, you know, you were talking about Hermione and Vera, names that people just really should
like
abandon.
Gertrude. Right. No little babies named Gertrude now.
Very little Ruth nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a...
Baby Ruth?
There's a name that I only heard one time in my entire life in a film that I get scared to bring up because someone in this studio will do an impression, but it happens from time to time. There's a movie called It's a Wonderful Life, and in It's a Wonderful Life, there's the daughter, Zuzu, and I have never, ever met anyone named Zuzu in my entire life. I don't even know at the time of that film. I think it was a nickname.
But you know that when that film was popular out there somewhere, somebody named their kid Zuzu because of that movie. They had to.
There was a group, I think, in the 1980s called Zuzu's Petals, so that was, you know, decent way to kind of lift from that. But Zuzu, that's a gutsy move, man. If you got a daughter on the way and you decide to go with Zuzu, you're really putting it out there.
Well, I agree.
All right, so maybe one day
more. There they are.
There we go. On the DVD end, obviously not much, or I would have jumped into it quicker. American Dad Season 7 is available. You can also pick up 8 is Enough. Finally, Season 1 of 8 is Enough. Wow. All right, we got the Murdoch Mysteries Season 1, Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy, Volume 2, Ice Road Truckers Season 5. If you're a big fan of Abbott and Costello on Blu-ray, Buck Privates, the collector's series, on Blu-ray, first time ever, 2 discs, Buck Privates. Good
Buck
stuff.
Buck Pirate.
There we go. That's more of the Boney and Snuggle.
Hey, wasn't the 8 is Enough, wasn't the guy that started that, the guy who ended up going to work for the TSA, Dick Van Patdown?
Oh, man.
Oh, thank brother. You.
And,
thank you so much.
Last but not least.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
All right, 2 final flicks that I'm going to throw your way. You can pick up today or you can avoid. One is called Shame. Shame is NC-17, got a bunch of critical acclaim. I'll break it down like this. You got a guy in New York. He's a womanizer. His sister comes to town. They've got a past. Could it be that the past between the brother and sister involved bone-in snuggle time? The
Whoa.
Answer is yes. So if you're in the mood for some brother-sister love, movie's called Shame. I would probably veer you towards avoiding it. The one to buy, pick up, rent, whatever, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, probably the best Mission Impossible in the series so far.
All right, before you close,
yes.
Since you mentioned Shame, Dan Strauss years ago told me about a movie, and normally when Dan says, oh, this is funny, or this, it's not going to be that way. Go ahead, Dan, tell him the movie.
Say It Isn't So.
Yes. You know the movie, right, Joe?
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. One of the funniest movies.
Heather Graham.
If you've never seen it, folks,
yeah.
Say It Isn't So. It is absolutely hilarious.
At the risk of making Bill Clevin cry, can I have 30 seconds?
Go.
Okay. A movie that you've probably never seen that I think is hilarious, that I believe was a direct-to-VHS thing back in the day. It stars Tom Selleck. It stars Don Ameche. It is called Folks. F-O-L-K-S.
Never heard of it.
If you find it, it is one of the funniest films about an aging dad. There's a bit of a memory issue with Don Ameche and his son, played by Tom Selleck. It is such a beautifully done, heartfelt, very funny movie.
I'm writing it down right now, and then real quickly, one more that's like that. Jack Lemmon and that kid, Robbie Benson, and the movie's called Tribute.
Right, yeah.
Great movie.
Well, there we go. F-O-L-K-S, folks. If you find it, it is definitely decent. Don Ameche, brilliant, brilliant. I'm out. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
And whatever happened to Robbie Benson? Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a tall, dark hair, heavy eyebrows. He was like a young version of that Peter, what's his name with the eyebrows? Who am I thinking about? The real heavy eyebrows.
Peter Falk.
No.
Me.
I'll think of it later. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oreck. Yes, they make a tremendous vacuum cleaner, but so many other great products. And there are 7 locally owned and operated Oreck home care centers. It is, and will continue to be, till the end of 2012, the 70th anniversary of Matheny Heating and Cooling. Proud owners of the Angie's List Super Service Award from 2011, the award that is given to only about 5% of the service contractors in this entire country. They're very proud of that. They're proud of 70 years of a great reputation and word-of-mouth recommendation, which, as much as I would like to think that being on the radio and having us speak for you is the best advertising you could ever have, I don't think it'll ever change that people telling other people about any business is always going to be the best advertising you can have, because it's coming from your neighbors, from your friends, not from something that was paid to put to be thrown out there. And too often, you're getting your information from, you know, a billboard or an ad that was slapped up there because somebody said, here's what I want you to say. But you ask people who've had Matheny out, real people, and they'll tell you, they never again had to worry about who to call for heating and cooling or for the maintenance of it or the replacement of the units or anything else, because once they had Matheny, they knew, we have our heating and cooling company. And that's the way you're going to feel, too. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, whether it's a residence or a business, no matter what the brand is, how big, how small, you need the whole thing replaced, just repaired, just maintained. Please tell them your AM and the PM, because you get 15% off the first service call, and you also will get a big 15% discount on the plan service agreement. That's how much they appreciate that your AM and the PM, and how much we appreciate having them on board. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Boy, it's really kind of a mess as you're making your way out on westbound 40. It is slow from Kings Highway through McCausland, and then it's slow to stop and go to bumper to bumper, however you want to put it, from 170 all the way out through Mason. Heavy again as you make your way into Chesterfield Valley towards the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 4064, that is slowing east of Timberlake Manor through Mason, and it's heavy again 170 through Big Bend. Southbound 270, stop and go Page to Ladue, 40 through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270, they have cleared those accidents at Page and Dorset. Things have thinned out pretty well there. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners help keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance. Stop by your local Toyota dealer today. For money-saving offers, visit toyota.com/owners. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And installing Atrium vinyl replacement windows is an investment that can begin to pay dividends right away. You can save up to 30% or more on your home's heating and cooling costs and add equity and value by upgrading its looks and energy efficiency. If you'd like to get a bid on Atrium vinyl replacement windows, call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Oh, hello, everybody. How you doing?
Doing great, Bill. Doing great.
Good. Well, the scandal continues with several Secret Service agents being accused of bringing prostitutes back to their hotel room while in Colombia. However, the agents did say that while they were having sex with the hookers, they did use Secret Service protection. So that's
good. That's good.
Yeah, at least 11 agents have been put on administrative leave while they investigate. Word is they reportedly each paid a different woman $200 to search them all night long for their hidden microphone. Bit of a stretch. Yeah, the whole thing's a mess, and today, out of habit, President Obama blamed it all on George Bush. And finally, this afternoon. Well, Kim Kardashian's stepfather, Bruce Jenner, said in an interview that he's not crazy about Kim's new relationship with Kanye West. Bruce said he wants them to take it slow, you know, like don't release a sex tape until the third date.
Yeah. No kidding. That's what I was doing.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on Big 550 KCR.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Bye, Bill.
I thought he was going to say Bruce Jenner released a statement saying, does my face look stretched? Boy, that guy got some bad news facelift for him. Okay, we have a joke coming up that has to do with a story in the news. It'll all make sense.